Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Questions 9 to 12.
You will hear a telephone conversation between a male insurance agent and a female client who wants to make changes to her policy. Good morning. Tauber Insurance Company. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want to alter my insurance policy.
Is that for your house, contents or vehicle?
My vehicle.
Can you give me the number of the policy, please?
Certainly. I have it here in front of me. It's ZQW5009.
And what make and model of car is it?
It's a Mazda Marvel.
And what's the CC rating?
Sorry, what do you mean?
How big is the engine? Is it 1,500 or 1,800cc, for example?
Oh, that. It's actually much bigger than that. It's 2,500cc.
Thank you. Now, I just have to ask you a few questions to verify your identity. What name is the policy under?
Heathcote.
Let me just bring that up on the computer. Yes, can I just confirm your first name, please?
Well, my first name is Lisa, but I'm known by my middle name, Marie.
Right. I see both here, but Lisa is the one I want for ID purposes. And your date of birth, Lisa? I mean, Marie.
The 22nd of August, 1955.
Correct.
Questions 13 to 16.
You will hear a conversation between a clerk at the inquiries desk of a transport company and a man who is asking for travel information.
Good morning, Travelink. How can I help you?
Good morning. I live in Bayswater and I'd like to get to Harbour City tomorrow before 11 a.m.
Well, to get to Bayswater...
No, I live in Bayswater. My destination is Harbour City.
Oh, sorry. Right, so that's Bayswater to Harbour City. Are you planning to travel by bus or train?
I don't mind, really. Whichever option is faster, I suppose.
Well, if you catch a railway express, that'll get you there in under an hour. Let's see. Yes, if you can make the 9:30 a.m. express, I'd recommend you do that.
Great. Which station does that leave from?
Hellendale is the nearest train station to you.
Did you say Helensvale?
No, Hellendale. That's Hellendale.
What's the best way to get to the Hellendale station, then?
Well, hang on a minute while I look into that. Now, it seems to me that you have two options. Option one would be to take the 706 bus from the Bayswater Shopping Centre to Central Street. When you get there, you transfer to another bus, which will take you to the station. Or the second option, if you don't mind walking a couple of kilometres, is to go directly to Central Street and get straight on the bus going to the train station.
OK, which bus is that?
The 792 will take you to the station.
I guess the walk will be good for me, so that might be the better option.
Questions 17 to 20.
You will hear part of an interview with a girl called Eleanor, a young filmmaker who wrote, directed and starred in her own film.
Eleanor, before we talk about how a 16-year-old can write, direct, and star in her own film, tell me a bit about the character of Susie, the girl you played in your film, Stolen Dream.
She's artistic and doesn't really care what people think or say about her, or get upset about how people behave. I'm a lot like that, too. I don't worry too much about other people's opinions of me.
So, is being free of worry a message you wanted to communicate to your audience?
In a way, you need to be free. You shouldn't be tied to your background, where you were born, or anything you haven't chosen for yourself. People have dreams, and I guess I'm saying that they should have belief in themselves, that they can make those dreams come real.
It must have been an exciting atmosphere to work in. Was making the film like your own dream coming true?
Definitely, although it wasn't easy. I had very little time or money. People told me to relax, but I knew I couldn't. If I didn't work, no one else would. But after a week or so, because everyone on the film was facing the same challenge, we came together. When we all left at the end, it was sad because it was like a family breaking up.
Tell me about a typical day's filming.
I don't think there was a typical day, really. Each day, I got up at 5 to start at 6. I'd film 2 or 3 scenes in the morning and the same again after lunch. That way, I had a goal and knew how much I was achieving each day. Sometimes, if we needed to, we'd work on until late, till 3 a.m. one time.
Oh.
I really enjoyed my Sundays off.
That is the end of part 2.